What's your name?
Jason Bond is expert at fighting off Wall Street's evils and deciphering the market's patterns so that he can make insightful, decisive moves.
Can you tell me anything about it?
He's always got his eye on the market, and now he's bringing his picks to Money Life.
It's very kind of you to spare me so much of your time.
Whether the market has you shaken or stirred,
your luck has just changed.
You'll want to know what's happening on Jason Bond's Watch.
To us, Mr. Bond, we are the best.
Yep. Our secret agent for the stock market is here. Jason Bond is here to talk about what he is picking. And so he runs Jason Bond Picks. He comes here to talk about what's on his watch list. Sometimes it's what's in his portfolio. Jason Bond is a swing trader who looks for good technical setups. So if you think about technical analysis and you have some guys who are looking at the big broad market and what it's telling them to do on the market as a whole, etc. Well, Jason, he's looking for what it's telling him to do with specific companies and whether they are buys or sells and what's going on with their technicals. If you want to learn more about how he does it, well, go check out his website. It's jasonbondpicks.com. And as long as you're thinking about what Jason Bond picks, follow him on Twitter, where he's at jasonbondpicks. It is part of the Raging Bull community, which is online at ragingbull.com. Jason, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, Chuck, how you doing today?
I am well. What are you watching right now?
Adam, ADOM. This is another oversold bounce play that I absolutely love. It's my bread and butter, and it's going well for me right now, and I'm looking forward to continue going well.
So ADOM is the ticker. Adomani, and I don't know entirely that I'm pronouncing its name right, but what I do know, this is a recent or relatively recent IPO that came to market in what some people call IPO light, which is formerly known as Regulation A Plus or Regulation A. It is a very small company that is in the auto parts but emissions business. The business doesn't mean much to you. As you pointed out, your bread and butter is finding stocks that have been oversold. So this chart, to anybody who looks at it, would be like, ooh, it's ugly. It's down almost 50% in the last couple of months. Why does it look good to you? What do you see in the chart that makes this look good to you?
That's the most common question I get from new subscribers to my premium service. So I have over 7,000 paying clients right now, and a lot of them are used to just playing your bellwether. So they're in there playing these stocks that are constantly being bought on dips and these stocks that are having the longer term uptrending patterns. So their vision of a stock is like a rocket just heading off to the moon. My vision of a good trade is anything that's fallen 50% plus in a short period of time, because those stocks are going to be packed with short sellers. They're not going to have profit takers. And provided there's any type of business model long term, which with the recent Reg A IPO, we know there is, it's going to find buyers, not only from short sellers covering their position, but from dip buyers, people who are looking to go longer term and pay a discounted price. No different than going to Walmart and trying to buy a sale.
I'll play a little devil's advocate here, because that allows you to show me why I'm dumb balking at something like this. But we're talking about a stock, like I said, pretty much brand new out of the box. It's got a market cap of over $500 million, so it's still small, but it's not too small. But when we hear you talking about you're looking for a classic oversold pattern, how quickly off of an IPO do you know, oh, here it is. We've set support. We've set resistance. We've got an oversold pattern, and I can trade into it.
Generally speaking, I look for a longer history, but this one is just so juicy, I couldn't pass it up. Now, I'm not sure where I'm going to exit on this one, but I'm currently up 9%, and today I was up closer to 15% on it. That's a lot, given that I started in Wednesday with 2,000 shares at $6.99. I added more shares on Thursday, 3,000 shares at $7.58. So that gave me an average of 5,000 shares at $7.35, and I'm looking for this to touch 9. I'd like to exit around $8.80. That seems to be where there's some resistance. But the point is this with this one and your backtesting question. Generally speaking, I like to see a year or 2 years of when it touches oversold. And again, that's going to be a relative strength index indicator below 30. When it touches below 30, it quickly bounces out of oversold to the tune of 30 to 50% because I'm looking for 5 to 20% knowing that I won't get a good entry and I won't get a good exit. And what I mean by that, I'm not going to get the perfect entry. I'm not going to get the perfect exit. So if it has a history of 30 to 50% bounces and I can snag 5 to 20%, yeah, I'm in. So recent IPO, yes. But if you look right around the beginning of August, it touched oversold and it immediately, not within a month or anything, within a week, that stock went from around $6 to $13. That is all I need to give it a shot the next time it touches oversold. And so far, so good. It touched the same spot. And today I think it hit a high around 833. So I'm in at 699 on Wednesday, buying more shares Thursday, and it's literally gone from upper sixes to 830s already. You know, if you can snag a buck a share on 5,000 shares, that's $5,000. And for a former school teacher, that's a ton of money.
It is. Let's go back just a little bit. So you bought this stock expecting, and you're hoping that's going to wind up getting into the high eights. Will you take profits along the way, or will you at least raise your stops? Because when you talk about a stock that's got a 30% upside, I know you're not letting it have 30% to the downside. So are you going to make sure now that you're green on this trade that you stay green? And is anything going to make you sell along the way?
Yeah, so I think the technical resistance on this one is around 9. I really thought the stock would slow down on Thursday at $8, and it pushed right up to almost 840, which was another level of resistance. When it did that, I was up close to $5,000, and I thought about paying myself. That's over 10%. I usually shoot for 5 to 20% in 1 to 4 days. So I'd hit my target, but because the stock was strong and because of that juicy bounce back in August where it went to 13, I decided to roll the dice and see if I can't get a little bit more out of this one for the primary reason that on Friday, stocks tend to squeeze as shorts cover their position to avoid exposure to good news through the long weekend. So it's always a little bit of hit or miss. I tell my subscribers 5 to 20% rinse and repeat, and then we just play it by ear with each stock. So because this one had a really good day, up 10% on Thursday, because this one is a potential squeeze play heading into a Friday. Yeah, I'm going to let it ride. I'll raise my stop for sure. I certainly won't lose money on this one unless there's some sort of bad news overnight and it gaps down below my entry. And I've got a good premium on it right now at 70 cents a share. And I can just see if it goes to 880s. I think that's probably going to be my exit if it hits maybe half, somewhere between here in the 8 range and 880s. And again, maybe it runs to 12. You know, maybe I hold 1,000 to 2,000 shares for that. We'll see.
You talk always about not getting the best execution. So my audience who's never heard of ADOM, Adomani, until now, well, obviously they're not even going to get your execution. And as you pointed out, your execution wasn't perfect. Your execution has just been very good. The question is, with the stock closing on Thursday, and we're recording this after the market closed on Thursday, with the stock closing on Thursday at 788, and you talking about 880, hey, that's about 12%. Is there still an attractive risk reward for somebody who's getting in now? Would it be if it dipped back but didn't go too far? You could be playing this still?
Yeah, I think there's good support from the price action on Thursday around 770. And then a stop loss needs to be put in place. I always tell people, if you're going to chase a stock that's starting to move up, in this case, the ideal entry, I took half position at $7 on Wednesday. That was a starter just to get a feel for if it was going to make a bottom there from the August lows, and it did and has so far. So then I'm fine buying another 3,000 shares like I did on Thursday at 758. So you can see I bought a tester at 699, 2,000 shares. The next day it's showing me strength. Okay, I think that this one might do what it did last time. It's starting to bounce out of oversold. I'll take another 3,000 shares at 758. So if somebody were looking to come in on Friday, the technical support now has been established in the 770s. So if you're going to buy it there, stop loss is probably going to be below the 750s. And sure, you can see then from the 770s, if it hits the 880s to 9 and you've got 3 to 5,000 shares, you could have a nice payday on a Friday of $3,000 to $5,000. And this is all I do over and over and over. You just have to be disciplined if you're going to start to buy at higher prices. You don't want to be a bag holder. Right. And if you can't do that, then you shouldn't trade the stock or stocks in general.
And that's what we want to help teach people is, hey, understand how it works, learn how to make it work for you, find the right kind of trading system that works around your life. And in this case, Adomani Incorporated, ticker ADOM, Jason is in it, still playable, but you got to watch out because getting in later means, yeah, your risk reward picture not quite as good as his, even though it's still good. Jason, great stuff. Thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome, Chuck. Sounds great.
Jason Bond, everybody. He runs Jason Bond Picks. That's jasonbondpicks.com for more information. He's on Twitter at jasonbondpicks as well. Okay, we are heading for home on the Friday, September 22nd edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the Market Call with Tom McIntyre from McIntyre, Friedman & Flynn. He'll be here when we come back right after this message.